Could internet radios do the same for the way we listen? Internet radios, if they work easily and well, would move radio on from the home computer and the mobile phone. Here's some of what's out there.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC. For details of our complete range of podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com.
Hello and welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers. And we're broadcasting this week from the classified section here at Car Talk Plaza.
Yes, indeed.
This is a CBC podcast.
Well, hi there, I'm Gian Gomeshi, inviting you to enter the world of arts, cultural affairs and entertainment.
Welcome to The Forum, a world of ideas from the BBC. What is it that makes your life worthwhile and meaningful, whether you're an...
You're listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4. In this edition of Analysis, we ask whether too much stress on social mobility has made it harder to recruit people.
Well, James Cridland is a radio futurologist. He's a trustee of the Radio Academy, the charity devoted to promoting excellent radio. And Bill Thompson is a technology journalist. Bill, what's an internet radio then, and how exactly does it work?
It is what it says on the tin. It's a radio that can get programmes from the internet using internet protocol, and therefore, instead of just being limited to what is being broadcast over the airwaves in your particular area or your house or your building, you can get any stuff from anywhere on the internet that is available either to stream or, if it's capable of doing that, to download onto the device and play again.
How does it compare with other ways of listening on demand that we already have?
Well, it can be incredibly good and clear and simple and straightforward. A lot depends on the particular device you're using and its user interface, how usable it is. But of course, it also depends on the quality of your internet connection and the internet connection of the place you're trying to get the stuff from. So it can stutter like some internet downloads do regularly, you know, in other circumstances.
James Cridland, lots of television's now watched on demand, but so far only a tiny, tiny amount of radio. Do you see that changing?
It is a tiny, tiny amount. I mean, it's less than 2% of all of radio. Actually, DAB is 10 times more popular. But I do think it is going to grow. I think that one of the things that will help it grow is user interface. You said earlier, you know, if you have an internet radio and you can have a device that sits there in the kitchen, or you can have a mobile phone app, but something which is simple, straightforward, and actually helps you find fantastic content. If we can get that user interface right, then I believe that more people will find great radio shows from all around the world.
What kind of programmes work particularly well for listening on demand?
Well, programmes certainly in the UK that work well are mostly speech-based. The Archers, of course, things like The Now Show, The News Quiz, sports commentary as well, interestingly. Anything that really has a reason to go back and hear it again. Now, if you're a fan of music radio does less well unless you've got a big guest there. So it depends really what it is, but certainly speech does particularly well. And once you start going outside of the UK and you look at other countries, lots of really good radio programmes. You played some of them earlier, bits of NPR from the US and the CBC from Canada. Again, some really interesting speech content, which is reaching a new audience through internet radio.
Bill Thompson, you tend to stop what you're doing to watch something, don't you? And you can't really watch and concentrate very hard on anything else. But that's the joy of listening, isn't it? That you can listen and do other things. Driving, for example. So with these internet radios, it will all hinge, won't it, on how easy it is to find what you want. How easy is it?
It is incredibly variable. I think if you're aware that something is out there, you can find it because search engines will point you to in the right direction, and then you can just use whatever tools are available to find it. The point you make about listening to stuff while you're doing other things, of course, is that if you've copied something or downloaded it, or if you've specifically chosen to listen to it, you're more likely to concentrate. I tend to have broadcast radio on in the background and dip in and out and see what's going on. But if I've downloaded a podcast or if I've got something on my internet radio, I'll listen to that with more care because I've chosen to. It's an appointment to listen, like appointment to view television. So I think the two, as James was saying, there are different characteristics from what's being broadcast and what you might choose to get over internet radio or the other tools.
So if you had one of these internet radios built, you would still be downloading onto it then rather than listening to lots of different stuff live?
You can do both. It depends on which particular device you've got plugged into your internet connection, whether what you'll do is actually copy the stuff so you can listen to it later or whether you'll be listening to it live. So you can do both.
And of course, one of the differences, of course, is that live radio, you have time differences right across the world. So fun though it is to have a listen to a breakfast show from Sydney while you're cooking a late supper, it's a very different experience, which is why on-demand radio works particularly well if you want to find some of the best that radio has to offer across the world.
I did wonder, James, whether commercial radio would have anything to fear from more internet listening, because if we can hear programmes from around the world, could some of them catch on, become more popular?
Well, I think both commercial radio and the BBC has great content to fear. Of course, if there's fantastic content which is available on a device that makes it really easy, then of course, you know, the audiences will go to where the fantastic content is. So whether that's commercial radio or Radio 4, if you're a fan of technology, for example, great program that the CBC do called Spark, which is a fantastic program that Radio 4 simply doesn't end up doing. So I think, you know, there are some really interesting areas there where you can augment the type of radio that you get here in the UK with additional services from right across the world.
James Cridlin from the Radio Academy, thank you. Bill Thompson's going to stay on to talk about the next item, because Apple has said that it will pay compensation to parents in America whose children bought things using apps but without their parents' permission.